Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just reading the email that Josh sent last night. Good God, man. Were you at home at all this weekend?
For like 5 seconds. That's about it. Basically, from Friday until Sunday night, I did not even make it home. Yeah, it was jam-packed. We had so many sporting events to go to. I did make it down to Empower Field for the, I call it the Lionel Messi matchup against the Colorado Rapids. And that was one of the neatest events I've ever been to. You know, soccer in America is not that big of a deal just because the MLS is not as big as European football. But to see a European star like at the level that Lionel Messi is at is one of the craziest things I've actually experienced in life. Like, the funniest part about that entire actual match play, first of all, I got to see him score 2 goals, which was incredible.
Game winner, too.
And
right?
The game winner, which was right in front of me. I got seats for the second half that were 4 rows behind the goal. So it was unbelievable.
Messi, I love you.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I love
you.
Yeah, but the funniest part was after the end of the game where I'm talking 30 people rushed the field and they were all kids. So I'm like, these guys aren't drunk fans that want to, like, get, you know, on the big screen.
Did he start kicking them away?
They did. They got tackled. I mean, these kids
fantastic.
Got tackled and booted. No. But they just wanted
starts
to try
kicking them back
seriously.
Up into the stands.
You would have kicked him 18 rows. They just wanted a chance to see Messi, though. And I'm like, that's cool to see these little tiny kids love him so much. And that's their one and only chance. Like, he'll probably never play in Colorado again.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. That's
I know
why
it was touch and go, right?
Oh, it
we
really
didn't know
was.
If he was coming or not.
We didn't know if he was going to play.
We went to a meeting down at Ball Arena on Friday, and that was the big question. Is he going to play? Is he going to play? They said he was booked on the plane, but that never means 100%, right?
No, he could totally, you know, make the trip and be like, hey, you know what, I'm not feeling. He's 38 years old. He's played
Ancient.
For 20 years. I know, right? He's played for 20 years. But I guess the story was he's kind of trying to boot up to see if he wants to play in the World Cup, which is this summer. So he was kind of testing it out, and he looked unbelievable. Like, he still scored 2 goals. So that was neat, and it was awesome experience to be able to see that up close, because that'll probably be my only time. And then, obviously, Sunday, I was at the Avs game, and that was electric. Like, the atmosphere there for game one of the playoffs against the Kings, it's second to none. Ball Arena crushes it every single time. The events they had leading up to there was so cool to see. They had face painting. They had Tyson Berry out there with his Chili Ones beer, and people were getting pictures with him. There was places to shoot the puck around.
Face painting. No.
Oh, there was. Okay, so this is so funny. I was in line with my girlfriend to go get her face painted because she is a, you know, 30 plus year old woman that saw that and was like, I want to get my face painted so bad. I want to sit there. And I was like, are we really? We want it? She's like, yes,
I want a hockey player on my face.
That's what, essentially, yes. Oh, and I was like, okay. And then we finally decided that
just
the line was
once.
Too long. I know. We finally decided that the line was too long, and it was like the game was about to start. I was like, hey, like, I want to be in there for games.
And you're like, hey, I don't want to spend $60 on having somebody paint your face.
To get your face painted. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, okay, fine.
Let's stop by Hobby Lobby on the way home.
Yeah. I'll do it myself.
Grab some acrylics, and we'll have hell of a night.
We'll make it fun, make it kinky.
It was,
I'll paint your face later.
Katie.
With acrylics.
Yes,
exactly.
With acrylics. But the Avs got the W, obviously, and that was, I don't know. I live at Ball Arena. I love that place so much. And so the weekend flew by. I mean, seriously, it felt like I blinked, and I was like, oh, all right, we're getting ready and gearing up for Monday again. But those are the best weekends, right? Like, I love those ones where you're doing so much and having such a good time. We went down to downtown to celebrate the win after that and stayed at Jackson's for a little bit. Jackson's was hopping because the Rockies were also playing, and they won
the
series.
Dodgers. How did that happen?
They're the first team to win a series against the Dodgers this season. So that was exciting as well, because the Dodgers are just a powerhouse. Sunday, or this weekend, was sports mecca of the world in Denver,
really,
Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You had Messi, Nikola Jokic crushing it against the Timberwolves. Shohei Ohtani was here with the Dodgers, and then McKinnon and Makar are here with the Avs.
Well, the women's national team for soccer playing Japan, too. I mean, there were so many big games this weekend. So
everybody
was
in Denver, Colorado.
It was the cornhole competition in Westminster.
Yes!
Know, right? It was bumping!
I missed that one.
Yeah. Cup stacking was going on in Thornton.
Oh,
man,
darn it.
Nutty. You know, I had mentioned that we went down to Ball Arena on Friday after the show, because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we're owned by Kroenke. We are a KSC radio station, so under the umbrella of the Nuggets and the Avs and the Mammoth and the Rapids, yada, yada. And the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So we were down there for a little hype event, which was a lot of fun. And then did you see what Big Rob did? Like, right in the middle, I think Joe Sakic was up there talking. And Big Rob and I were front row. I was really tapped into all the Avs talk, okay? Focused. And Big Rob's up there like a jackass, turning around, making faces at people and doing stuff. And then he started clapping about something and whipped around and knocked my Vinte Starbucks all over the ground.
Oh, no.
Right in front of Joe Sakic, and he couldn't stop looking at the big spill.
Oh. That's how front you row. Get the Cap's attention?
Make an impression.
Throw coffee on the ground?
He looked at me like, what did I do? Yeah. Like, all the big shots are there from Ball Arena and everything.
You can just try and wave at them next time,
like,
you know,
you
see if they wave back.
Wagon.
Smelled good, though.
It smelled good, yeah.
Smelled great.
Oh,
so we took the table and shifted it to the right about 12 inches and just, like, covered up the spill. We're like, watch, somebody, you know, very important from the Nuggets or something comes out to speak next and they slip and fall. Ah! Aaron Gordon goes down. No! Oh.
And now I know why they talk about the radio people different within our company. They're
it's
like, you
true,
know, those radio
right?
people, you can't take them anywhere.
He's a jackass. All right, guys, coming up right around 6:25, we're going to be talking about rolling the lettuce, smoking the lettuce, whatever
we
do with the lettuce. Probably. It's a big day, right?
Oh, that's right. It sure is.
Katie's
like, just talking about salads?
Right? We're just getting into it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk about rolling the lettuce.
Lettuce wraps. Got it.
Lettuce wraps next with JKJ.